We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me fix this first. I do more cleaning up than does a barber at basic training. But for whatever reason, I got this mental block about Brandon Cooks and Michael Lewis, and it's Jared Cook and Michael Thomas, and I don't know why I can't get that out of my head, but hopefully I'll get kicked by a horse soon and it'll get it fixed. Josh Blackman joins us right now, Associate Professor of Law at the South Texas College of Law in Houston, to talk about, well, the first Monday in October, which is when the Supreme Court is back in session. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I am fantastic. Happiest day of the year. Start of the Supreme Court term.
Yes, sir. Let me start with the local thing and then work, I guess, outward from that. The Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday from the Solicitor General of the state of Louisiana as it relates to verdicts, and unanimous verdicts as opposed to non-unanimous verdicts, right?
Right. Louisiana is quite unique. For the longest time, only Louisiana and Oregon allowed a 12-member jury to convict with only 10 votes to convict. In all other states, if you had 12 jurors, you needed 12 people to convict. Louisiana only allowed 10, and that's something of an outlier. Now, your government repealed that rule about a year ago, but there's still a bunch of people sitting in jail who are convicted with only 10 members. In this case, went to the Supreme Court yesterday, and your government and your attorney general tried to defend this policy. Didn't go too well.
That's what I hear.
I think your state's going to lose this one. And as a result, there are going to be a lot of people who could be sitting in prison, maybe even sitting on death row, whose convictions will be thrown out, and they might be retried many, many years after their convictions.
And to be clear, the voters approved the voters approved unanimous verdict. The verdict had to be unanimous.
Yes. Going forward in Louisiana, you have to have unanimous.
But this refers to people that have already been convicted or face conviction in that, I don't know what you want to call it, that period of time between the voters approved it and it goes into effect, right?
Yeah, there's some small sliver of people who this will affect, but those are the people who would stand to benefit from the court's decision.
From what I understand, Justice Kavanaugh, I think whom everybody would say or would have predicted would have argued or at least seen the argument on the side of the non-unanimous juries, he was just the opposite, right?
Well, you know, this is not a right-left issue. The question is whether the 14th Amendment, which was ratified in 1868, whether this amendment made the rules the same for the federal government and for the state governments. For the longest time, if the federal government wanted to convict you, they had to have a unanimous jury. In this case, it's saying, well, why can't Louisiana get away with a standard lower than what the feds get? I think that's where Kavanaugh was coming from. It's the same standard for the feds and the states.
Now, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, because one of the arguments proffered, I thought, was the chaos that it would cause. And one justice, it may have been Justice Ginsburg, said, well, it's not a question of how much chaos it causes in your state. It's a question of, does it violate the Constitution or not? I believe I have that right. Josh Blackman, when we come back, Associate Professor of Law at the South Texas College of Law in Houston. We'll also talk about some of the other cases that the court will hear. One of them would be if, I guess, being gay is covered under the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It's 6:20 now. That's time for traffic on WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. You're going to notice when you step outside, it feels a lot better. 74 degrees, the air is drier, the breeze is blowing, only going up to 85 today. But if you can hang on until Saturday and Sunday, the highs will be between the mid and upper 70s, the high temperature with less humidity. So gives us something to look forward to. We're talking to Josh Blackman, Associate Professor of Law at the South Texas College of Law in Houston yesterday, the first Monday in October, and that's when the Supreme Court begins its term. We're talking about a law that the Louisiana, I think it was Solicitor General, was trying to defend about unanimous and non-unanimous juries, and if the law should be allowed as it stands, as the voters approved, that it begins on this date and everybody before that was, well, too bad, so sad. But Justice Ginsburg said that the predictions of chaos in the courts didn't matter at this stage because that's an argument for another day. Now she's talking about, I guess, the constitutionality of this, Josh?
That's right. In the 1970s, there was a case, a very divided case, where the court approved of Oregon's law. Oregon allows non-unanimous juries. So for at least the last 40 years or so, the Supreme Court has seemed to say, okay, you're having non-unanimous juries. And Louisiana relied on it. So your Solicitor General, her name is Elizabeth Myrtle, she argued that, look, Your Honor, we've been relying on the Supreme Court's decision for 40 years. But a number of justices said, well, that's too bad, that these decisions were always in doubt, and you should have known that we can come back and reverse these cases. So it's very likely that even though we'll have some chaos with all these prisoners filing their new appeals, the court will be willing to allow that chaos for the poor lawyers have to defend them, but I think it's ultimately the right decision under the Constitution, even though it will create some hectic circumstances for your courts.
Some of the other big cases that they're going to hear this term, Josh?
Well, there's another big one about abortion from Louisiana. Louisiana enacted a law that requires doctors who perform abortions to have what are called admitting privileges. That is, they have to be able to perform procedures at a hospital within a certain distance. Texas had enacted a similar law some years ago, and the Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional. Louisiana law is slightly different, and the Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, which is based in New Orleans, ruled that this law is valid. The Supreme Court put it on hold temporarily, but this will go back up to the Supreme Court this year, and they will decide if Louisiana's abortion law is valid. This will be a huge case that will have a lot of impact on court rules for your state.
And what about gay rights in conjunction with the Civil Rights Act?
This case we argue today, actually.
Oh, will it?
Whether Congress in the 1964 Civil Rights Act also protected against LGBT discrimination. And the argument goes like this. The law says you can't discriminate because of sex, on the basis of sex. And does that mean on the basis of sexual orientation or perhaps transgender status? And the court will hear argument to that in about 3 hours or so.
Say that part again, Josh, please.
The court will hear arguments on this case in about 3 hours, just right this morning.
But that's not going to be decided. Usually in June we get those verdicts, right?
It might be 8 months before we get a decision. It'll be a while.
In terms of, have you ever argued a case before the Supreme Court?
No, not yet.
Because
maybe one day.
I would think when I saw this Solicitor General thing, and this is just a sidebar to all of this, I would think you better watch what you ask for because you may just get it. I would think you think you're the greatest litigator of all times until you stand in front of that bench and you're standing at the bar and all of a sudden you're being peppered with these questions from the highest court in the land.
Oh, it's not easy. You might get a few words out for asking some questions, but it's an honor. And hopefully I'll get there one day. I think I will.
You will. And you have to be, what, certified or somehow? How's that work to get to argue a case before the court?
Well, being approved to argue there is pretty easy. The hard part is getting one of your cases accepted. They only take about 80 cases a year, so basically it's like getting struck by lightning. You have to be fortunate that one of your cases is accepted. That's the harder part.
Well, good luck. You'll make it, and I'm glad you took the time with us, Josh.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Tommy.
Deep breaths before you do. Josh Blackman, Associate Professor of Law at the South Texas College of Law in Houston. I would fold like...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.